It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A few years ago, my husband and I traveled to the Tuscan hills of Italy and then on to Sicily to visit members of his family. It was a magical month of touring ancient Roman ruins, elaborate castles and churches, and magnificent gardens. Each stop brought new insights into the history, the food, and the people of this amazing country, and each experience was unique and unforgettable. Of all the wonders I saw and sampled, I think the gardens of Italy have stayed with me the most, and especially the garden of Via La Foce in Tuscany. Originally built in 1498 on the crossroads linking several towns in the Val d'Orcia area of the rolling hills of Tuscany, La Foce became an ideal stopping place for the pilgrims and merchants traveling towards Rome. The surrounding farm ground was also a part of the property, and when it was sold in 1924 to Antonio and Iris Origo, there were a total of 57 farms on 7,000 acres. A population of 600 lived and worked on the land, in the fields, the granaries, the cellars, olive oil presses, dairy, tool shops, and laundry, as well as the main house and gardens. Today, La Foce is still in the Origo family and has become a center for cultural and artistic activities. Many of the farmhouses have been restored to house visitors who want to tour the area. From 1924 to 1939, the Origo family restored the main house and farmhouses, built a school, kindergarten, and hospital clinic, and created a magnificent garden that overlooked spectacular views of the countryside, the Orcia Valley, and the far-off Amiata Mountain. My tour of the gardens took me through the greenhouses, boxed hedges, a drive lined by tall and stately Italian cypresses, a courtyard, a fountain garden, and an elaborate series of terraced areas that follow the line of the hill. An amazing variety of flowering perennials, hedges, roses, lavender, pines, cherry trees, and fragrant lemons abounded as we walked toward a view of the full panorama of the far-off mountain and the valley below. Stone benches offer a place to sit and enjoy the view. But as our tour guide continued her story of the history of the place, a definite chill seemed to come over me. It seems the work at La Foce stopped in 1939, when politics and war took center stage, and the farms, gardens, and all who inhabited them had their lives dramatically changed by Mussolini, Hitler, and ultimately the Allies, that landed in Sicily and fought their way across Italy. I was told the benches we were resting on became mounts for the German guns when the British and American armies pushed their way over the hilltop we were gazing at and started their descent into the Valley of Orcia and the farms of La Foce. I held my breath and tried to imagine this serene, perfect, and peaceful garden exploding with gunfire, artillery shells, and landmines that had been laid within the planted areas. Our tour group suddenly became still and quiet as we all took some time to think of the war that took place there and to hope and pray it would never be necessary to repeat that terrible tragedy anywhere else. After our tour was completed, I bought a copy of the Italian war diary that Iris Origo kept during the Nazi occupation of La Foce and the subsequent arrival of the Allied forces. It was originally written on scraps of paper that were hidden from the fascists and Germans in a metal box that was buried each night in the flower beds that make up the gardens of La Foce.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.